This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Political cartoonist Jeff Danziger is well known for his scathing pen and ink portrayals of public officials, cultural controversies, and just about any current event that's ripe for satire. But he tried out film recently when he was interviewed for a French documentary, Cartoonists, Foot Soldiers of Democracy.
Cartoon is a visual metaphor. It isn't just news. It's a warning.
He also has a new book out, and we'll be talking with him about that. The movie was selected for the Cannes Film Festival, and Danziger went to France to walk the red carpet with the other cartoonists featured in the film. Jeff Danziger joins us now from New York, where he currently lives, and Vermonters know him as well from his work appearing in the Rutland Herald over many years. Jeff Danziger, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Great to be here.
So how did you become part of this French film on political cartoonists?
The film was a collection of, or a study of, 12 cartoonists around the world. They're from China, Russia, Burkina Faso, which I'm sure everybody knows where Burkina Faso is.
I'm glad you didn't ask me.
Ivory Coast and Algeria, Tunisia, Mexico, Venezuela. There were 12 of us all together, and France, and there were 12 of us all together. And the film looks at the different problems that people have with careers in political cartooning, some of whom face a lot more problems than anybody does in the United States. The one cartoonist in Denmark, who I think you'll remember about 2 years ago, was attacked by the Muslims, and then another one who actually was in Algeria and had his hands broken by the security police. So the film goes through their lives and shows a good deal of their work. And I was the American.
You were the sole American representative.
Yes, right.
What was it like to finally see the film once it was completed? You saw it at the Cannes Film Festival.
It was wonderful. I mean, it was a sellout crowd. Everybody in Cannes was very enthusiastic about it. So it was great. It was a wonderful experience.
The film really tries to impress on viewers a sense of the importance of the freedom of expression and what cartoonists do. And you just alluded to some of that about how dangerous a profession it can be for political cartoonists in other countries. Do you think that that is somewhat taken for granted here by folks who read political cartoons in the United States? Do they have a greater appreciation for the art in other parts of the world?
I think that's true. The in some areas, and of course, we tried to point out that the governments that try to push back on cartooning are the same as people who try to push back, government leaders who try to push back on writers or poets or musicians. They really are going about it totally the wrong way, because it simply increases the power that once some of these cartoons or music or any of it gets through, it has that much more power.
Yeah, once you ban something or try to take it out of people's sight, they want to know that much more what it is. That's human nature.
Right.
On the flip side of that, I wonder if in the United States you ever feel frustrated that because there aren't the consequences, let's say, of a particularly scathing cartoon that you draw, that it also loses some of its power.
I think that's true also in this country. There's so much more competition for either political humor or for satire and commentary. You have everybody from Jon Stewart to the people that are making movies and television shows about the government and politics. I almost have to not watch them because it influences, the way I think about it.
You have a new book out. It's called The Conscience of a Cartoonist with the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction.
Right.
Pretty sizable book, includes cartoons, essays. What do you want readers to take away from that book, and why did you publish this one?
The book is done by this amazing cartoon school in White River Junction, which has been a terrific success. Nobody really expected a cartooning school in Vermont would be a success, but it has been. The book it's a big book. It's about 14 inches across and 600 and some pages. And it starts with my work before the 9/11 attacks in New York. I was here when that happened, and I remember it very well, as the rest of New York does. And it goes through bit by bit, mostly of the Bush administration and what they did, and then it begins again with the Obama administration and the various wars that came out of that. So it's kind of a history lesson, and it's sort of talking about what it's like to try to put history in and journalism day by day into graphic form.
You've left Vermont and you now live in New York, as we've said, but you still draw cartoons occasionally about Vermont politics. What keeps your connection to this state so strong?
I say I live Vermont in my own head. I have a house in Burlington, and I have we have a camp over on Lake Groton where we spend as much of the summer as we can. So I'm up here and back as much as I can be.
Cartooning for you, is it more than just a job? Is it a passion? And do you ever get overwhelmed by the subjects that you cover? In other words, most of the news that we report, that everyone hears, can be pretty darn depressing.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. There are things that are just off the table right away. I mean, for example, these two horrible stories that have just come out in Pakistan about the woman being stoned and the rape story that just came out about the rape in India. And these things are just I don't have anything to say about them. And I almost with that slaughter story in California, almost was willing to let that go. But again, we have the same issue about gun control and who should be able to get guns and what the Second Amendment really means. So I can do things on that.
Jeff Danziger's new book is called The Conscience of a Cartoonist, and he's also featured in the new film Cartoonists, Foot Soldiers of Democracy. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thank you very much.